Our final feature on Great Yarmouth takes us much further back, to the turn of the 19th century and the wars with France. At that time, Great Yarmouth was the main naval support base for naval and military operations in the North Sea and the Baltic, and David Higgins has written a book about the town's role. Derek James reviewed the book, and here is Dorothy Sneasby with Derek's review.
How fortunate we are to live in such a beautiful part of the country, with coastal resorts others travel long distances to enjoy. From Hunstanton to Felixstowe and all towns between, they all have so much to offer. We often hear about the latest developments and attractions to tempt visitors, but these communities have a long and fascinating history with great stories to tell. Our museums are better than ever, and there are more books being written to shed light on happenings hundreds of years ago. Great Yarmouth is famous for fish and frolics, but further back in time it was a major international naval support base and home to sailors from far and wide. The author of this new book, David Higgins, is a Great Yarmouth man, and his writing abilities are second to none. And although he now lives at King's Lynn, and what a story that has to tell, David has an apartment at the old Naval Hospital, which is now a fine memorial to the sailors fighting for our freedom on the waters. It is easy to see why his book, Springboard to Victory, took him 6 years to write. It is a detailed, in-depth investigation which involves spending a huge amount of time poring over documents at the National Archive and locally. Yes, Great Yarmouth is a famous seaside resort and the country's leading herring fishing port. But what has largely been forgotten is the naval history further back in time. During the French Revolutionary War, 1793 to 1802, and the two Napoleonic Wars, 1803 to 1815, it was the main support base for naval and military operations in the North Sea and Baltic. Books have been written about the Navy's involvement in these wars, but they concentrated on the fleet actions and the exploits of Horatio Nelson rather than the means by which the warships were kept at sea. David's offering, so well written and with fascinating illustrations, reveals a period in the town's history that has received little attention before, both locally and nationally. It is thought that during that time, the population of Yarmouth rose from about 14,800 to almost 18,000, not including the men at sea or with the military. As you can imagine, those sailors enjoyed a drink or three, especially the Russian ones, who apparently took a liking to the whale oil from the street lamps. Springboard to Victory, Great Yarmouth and the Royal Navy's dominance in the North Sea and the Baltic during the French Wars, 1793 to 1815, by David Higgins, is published by Phoenix Publications at £14.99.
Thank you, Dorothy.